Kelly.
I am. Good morning.
So what's the dealio today? What's going on?
I have a doozy for you today.
Yeah?
So you may have heard last week, you know, when Mandela passed away, a lot of celebrities were tweeting.
Yes.
Right, which is nice.
Yes.
A lot of people had some nice things to say.
And right.
Paris Hilton, you may have seen this, allegedly tweeted, quote, "Rest in peace, Mandela. Your I Have a Dream speech was so inspiring."
Right,
which would have been great if Mandela had been Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
So now the new news is that Paris, you know, she claims that she was hacked and that she didn't write that. And her proof now,
yes.
Her publicist says that she was on a plane
right.
at the time, so she couldn't have. Let's break this down for a second. Hmm. I'm pretty sure you can tweet from a plane.
Yes, you can. Yes.
I think, and I'm not like a big tweeter,
yeah.
but I think I've even done it. I guarantee if Paris has done it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I just don't know that I totally believe her, but I would like to believe
yes.
that somewhere she's also tweeted something like, "You guys, I'm a really big fan of the Dalai Lama, and I just want to go to Nashville and visit her at Dollywood." And I didn't even want to think about who she thinks Gandhi is.
Oh, yeah, please.
I bet she thinks Gandhi is married to a Kardashian.
Look out, yeah, maybe.
I can go ahead and I'm just going to put that out there.
True, yeah. Well.
Very, very possible. And now this one's a little bit delicate, the next story, the Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
So you know how, like, not so long ago she set a driveway on fire
yes.
and
yes.
she claimed that her smoke detectors were spying on her?
Right.
Okay, so she was, you know, put away,
yeah.
right, finally, and diagnosed, you know, who knows? I mean, I think some of it may have been drug use, but they were sort of diagnosing her. It looked pretty clear that there was some mental illnesses going on.
Sure, yes.
Never funny and always, you know, scary.
Right.
And she was ordered to stay in the hospital. Well, she got herself out of the hospital somehow and has enrolled herself in fashion school.
Oh, okay.
I
know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, no. There's a big one here in L.A.
Okay.
It's like
cool.
a big, it's, I think it's called like Fashion Institute or something. It's a really big
Makes
one.
Makes sense, though, but, that it'd be right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And a source said, quote, she's mentioned that she is interested in creating a clothing line.
Right.
I don't know that I want. I mean, unless there's some sort of jacket that she's creating that
yeah.
keeps her arms really warm
right.
and snug.
Yes.
Gives her a permanent little hug.
right.
Maybe white and a straight. Maybe it's straight.
Yes, that.
I don't, yeah. Maybe I don't know what she's going to do. I wish her well.
Yes.
But I think maybe someone needs to, like, she has to slow down. Maybe give it a couple more months.
Well,
get regulated.
That's true. She's way beyond that point where people think about acting or anything in her respect. I mean, it's, you know, obviously this issue, you know, and so.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about the same thing, and I find that very interesting because, you know, look at Mel Gibson. I do believe whether the diagnosis sort of came out in public or not, I believe he is terribly ill
yeah,
mentally.
Right. Yeah.
And he kept working.
Yeah.
I mean, he kept directing and acting and probably will again. So
found
I think, you know, Amanda, if she wants to, I think that, you know, if she gets herself together and maybe like on the right stuff, you
sure.
know, meds,
then maybe it'd be okay.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not that that's, but it's just funny to me that she's like,
yeah,
yeah all right, I'm done with this. I'm in fashion school now.
Yeah. Wow. That's what a segue, everybody. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So we wish her well. And quick star sighting, if I may.
Yes.
This I may or may not have given the finger to Johnny Depp.
What the?
Driving down Hollywood, this guy, like a really vintage little Porsche kind of swerves into my lane.
Yeah.
I didn't really look, and I have a little bit of road rage. And
oh.
I don't do that at home, kids, because it's not right.
Not good, yeah.
And one of the fingers, and I, you know, and then I looked, and I'm pretty sure it was him.
Oh, man.
Like a little hat.
Oh, baby.
Because
wow.
he does drive an old Porsche and look just like him. And I will say I quickly turned the finger into a very sweet Miss America-type wave.
There you go.
And everyone seemed happy.
There you go. So there's still hope you might be in a Pirates of the Caribbean series?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
No, okay, all right.
That's what I... That's so I will leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood.
Hey.
I'm Cecily Knobler.